Thank you for downloading this audio podcast from the Vocalise London Beyond Sight project.
Hi, I'm David Lammy, the MP for Tottenham, and I've chosen White Hart Lane, Tottenham's famous football ground, the home to Tottenham Hotspur. White Hart Lane isn't your traditional London landmark. It's not particularly pretty, nor is it in a particularly pretty setting. Far from it, in a way, it looks like a neat rectangle. From up close, it has a shabby and irregular feel. But that's why I like it. The stadium is a journey that began with a group of boys from All Hallows Church deciding to set up a football team back in 1899. Ever since then, the ground has grown organically around them. Terraces were built where people would stand on boxes for a better view. In a sense, the stadium is how a football stadium should be, nestled into a community, not manufactured into a theatre to be a customer at a show, but being a member of the community, going to support your local team. So even though it towers above it, it rests squarely between an old Georgian house on the high road and an abandoned and now levelled industrial estate, a residential street, and actually quite a large comprehensive school. The stadium is rectangular with a stand on each of the four sides. The stands appear symmetrical, but really aren't, as they have, or they've all been built and refurbished at different times as the ground grew and developed. The west stand is the main entrance to the ground. To get to it, you have to turn off the high road into a short, narrow street called Bill Nicholson Way. There's a large blue-painted supporters pub called Randolph's on the left, and a building that contained the old ticket office on the right. And beyond that, the tall black and gold wrought iron club gates. Behind the gates is a small one-story ticket office on the left and a wide concrete forecourt. The front of the West Stand is a six-story grey and white facade made of grey brick, concrete, fibreglass, and white metalwork that zigzags along the top. There are four stories of glazed office spaces in the centre of the elevation and a glossy reception area at the front. You enter reception by passing under a white fiberglass canopy with a long blue and white sign hanging from it that reads "Welcome to White Hart Lane." Directly on the left, as you enter, is the club's famous emblem, a statue of a fighting cockerel with spurs standing on a football. This 10-foot-tall, weather-beaten copper statue was made in the 1930s and used to be on top of the east stand. The cockerel stands proudly, side to us, with its tail fanned out. This image of the fighting cock is the club logo, rendered in the team colours of blue and white. It can be found, of course, all around the ground, on shields, on flags, and on the players' shirts. You enter this way to get to the accessible seating areas, which are pitch side in the lower tiers of the north, south, and west stands. These areas have spaces for guide dogs. They are step-free and have accessible toilets. Blind and partially sighted supporters can access audio-described match commentary through special headsets that can be pre-booked through the club's disability liaison officer. Inside the stadium, the stands enclose the well-tended, bright green rectangular pitch in the centre. Each stand is two-tiered and steeply raked, with blocks of blue, plastic, flip-down seating interspersed with yellow-painted gangways. The stadium covers 34,500 square metres and seats 36,360 people. Short sections of the cantilevered roof protrude from the top of the stands, offering some protection from the weather, but the pitch is open to the elements. There are two large viewing screens on the shorter south and north stands and a replica copper cockerel statues on the top of the west and east stands. White seats amongst the blue in the east stands spell out T THFC in giant letters. And there are glazed VIP boxes running along the upper tiers of the West and East stands. Away fans are seated in the South stand. It takes about 10 minutes to walk around the perimeter of the stadium, which takes you past the Spurs megastore on the southwest corner. The two shorter stands that are perpendicular to the west stand literally hang over Park Lane and Paxton Road. The exterior of these are tall, nondescript, multi-storey grey stone structures with only a few signboards in the navy and white club colours breaking up the monotony of it all. Turn into Worcester Avenue, however, behind the East Stand at the rear, and there's a completely different picture. Behind the stadium, there are views through school gates onto football pitches where the next generation of Spurs players play at their break times, and where my son, incidentally, plays in the summer. Across these pitches is a long shadow created by the magnificent East Stand, the oldest of the stadium. This huge dark yellow brick structure runs for the length of the pitch and more down the road, with Tottenham Hotspur embossed in the big white letters across the top. A mixed building then, and perhaps not a remarkable one, but it's what it represents that matters. Inside of it is a football pitch that has seen action for the past 113 years. Surrounding it are the stands where different generations have stood over that time. My father and I stood on a stand called The Shelf, which was knocked down in 1980 to be replaced by the present East Stand. And where me and my boys now sit in the West Stand, built in the early 1990s. Countless numbers of people have watched football here, have felt pride and sadness, grief and ecstasy, usually all within the same 90 minutes. It is a symbol of pride that towers in a community which is typically peppered with the stories of sadness, poverty, and occasionally violence. Yet it also represents the future. We expect a brand new stadium to come soon, the catalyst for the regeneration that will make Tottenham great once again. It will be a new symbol of pride, a new symbol of happiness, and perhaps despair. But it will still be nestled in the same community, frequented by the same people. It is the story of regeneration on a different level, a reincarnation, just like each of the stands.